le interviste di Media Enough.
It is a scientific movie, a movie set at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, starting in 2008 and concluding in 2012 with the discovery of the Higgs boson. It is the story of 10,000 scientists from over 100 countries seeking to unravel the mysteries of the universe. The title is Particle Fever and it's going to be aired for the first time here in Italy on La F on December 17 at 10 p.m, directed by Mark Levinson, a physicist turned filmmaker, and edited by Walter March, sound designer of Apocalypse Now. Particle Fever is a product of the inspiration and initiative of Professor David Kaplan, our guest today on the phone. Good morning, Professor Kaplan.
Good morning, Marco.
You are theoretical particle physicist yourself, so first of all, let me know your opinion on the Italian title of your movie, which is not Particle Fever, you know it, but La Particella di Dio, that is the God Particle.
Well, the God Particle was a name given to the Higgs boson, which was the particle discovered in July of 2012. And it was given that name maybe 25 years ago by a particle physicist writing a popular book. When we started the film, I named it Particle Fever to describe how physicists were feeling at the time, that the machine that was going to discover who knows what particle was an obsession of everyone involved. Once the machine turned on and made a discovery of the Higgs boson, which is called the God particle. That is the thing that appears in the press, and I think more of the public is aware of. So the title in English is, I guess, for historical reasons, it's when we started making the film. But since the public maybe knows something about the Higgs boson or God particle, it has become a title in the non-English speaking countries.
Yeah. When did you become aware that the quest for the Higgs boson could become the subject of a movie?
Well, I think it was 2006. What I knew is this giant machine would turn on. It's the biggest in the history of the planet, really. And I also knew that when it turned on, the data would transform particle physics. We would all change and we would all discover whether everything we were working on was interesting or important or a waste of time. And since this discovery or this experiment is taking so long to produce, it's basically our entire careers come down to a single moment. It wasn't specifically the Higgs boson, but it was whatever it finds will be, in a sense, a judgment on everything we've done up to this point. And it was such a dramatic thing that after telling this story to so many members of my family who are not physicists, I realized how dramatic it is for anybody and that I wanted to share it with as much of the public as possible, not just physicists, but I think everybody should be able to experience this. That's what I was thinking, and it started very modestly where I purchased a camera and started interviewing people myself, but over time I was able to raise money and to find filmmakers to do a real professional job.
And what Particle Fever has in common and how is it different from a standard scientific documentary?
Well, I think at its core, Particle Fever is very different from at least any science documentary I have seen. My goal for Particle Fever was that the viewer experiences life as a physicist for these few years when these dramatic events are happening. The goal was not to teach people particle physics. You can't learn particle physics in 97 minutes. It is impossible. So I wasn't even going to try. But I didn't even put it in as a taste for particle physics. I wanted people to experience being a particle physicist. And whatever physics went into the film was there to support the story. You needed to know a little bit about the physics so you understood what are the stakes. Who cares about what? If you discover A, what does it mean to these people or those people? And that's where you learn a little bit of physics. It's almost by accident. Whereas I think all other science documentaries are showing the beautiful physics and attempt to put a story about people on top of it to make it more human. In this case, it's truly a human story that happens to be about a very important time in the history of science.
You are among the main characters yourself, and it's very funny seeing on the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, this huge list of actors all playing themselves, you know. A long list, I was saying, with many Italian names as well in it. How has it been working with these peculiar Italian actors and actresses? Do you remember something in particular?
Well, every country has their own personality in particle physics. Personality really is connected to what type of physics they like to do. And I find the Italian physicist the closest to the American physicist. There's a level of creativity and entrepreneurship that I've always related to, but even before making the movie. So I've collaborated with a number of Italian physicists. And they, like everybody else, people were pretty open to us filming. But I think the most important characters in the film, one is, of course, Fabiola Giannotti.
Yeah.
She is the head of the Atlas experiment during the time where they turn it on and when they discover the Higgs boson. But the other one, there's a very important moment in the film, and I won't spoil it, but a physicist, Riccardo Barbieri, who has been at Pisa for most of his career, he is also somebody who's trained a large majority of the most successful Italian theoretical physicists. He is, in some sense, the godfather of all of the modern theoretical physicists, both in Italy and abroad, were very successful. And there's a very special moment in the film where he is reflecting on his entire career. And I think his openness changed the emotional feeling of the film at a crucial point in the movie.
Professor Kaplan, before we say goodbye, give us one reason to stay at home, beside Giannotti and Barbieri being on the movie Wednesday night, and watch Particle Fever on TV.
Well, because you get to experience a world which you have very little connection to, but it's a very special world of scientists who are doing science for the sake of pure knowledge. Whatever is discovered will be something that humanity gets to keep forever. It is not for profit. It is not for military purposes. And it is very special. It's about our universe and what we're made of. And it's the kind of thing most of us don't usually have access to. And I encourage you to see it, to be not only to see the sort of physics that is happening, but to be a part of that community, if only for an hour and a half.
David Kaplan, theoretical particle physicist, inspirator and producer of Particle Fever, thank you for being our guest today.
Thanks very much, Marco.
Media INAF, il notiziario online dell'Istituto Nazionale di Astrofisica.